Hi, this is a recording for Michelle Gray, Michelle Gray, Data Services, 6/29/2023. Date of birth is 7/17/1977. And the procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy and number 2 epiduralgram. The procedure was being done on 6/30/2023. The medical indications are ongoing severe pain in the lower back, unrelated by the conservative treatment or any chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. None of them have helped her. She also has been a patient at a Henry Ford Hospital with multiple treatment protocols. Few epidural injections were done. Sacroiliac joint injections were done. However, the patient, first of all, the appointments are too far away. And it is far away from her residence. She's not able to manage it, and hence she wanted to get a change in this area. So today is the day to provide the interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection at the level of L5-S1, based on the pathology that has been encountered from the MRIs that have been recently been done. So the patient has, despite gone a radiofrequency ablation at L4 middle branch, L3 middle branch, L5 dorsal group. However, the pains have now come back and they're affecting her ADLs. The goal for the injection is to provide pain relief, to provide improvement in healing, decrease the need for surgery. Patient was advised to continue seeing Henry Ford Hospital for any surgical approach. She already had a surgery at C56 with a cervical fusion, and in 2021, she also had a fusion of the right ankle. And she had a radiofrequency, as we discussed. She had a sacroiliac joint injection once, and we will provide another series. She also has a right knee gel injection. We discussed with her the future protocol to lose weight, exercise, home exercise, physical therapy, and continue with the treatments. Patient agrees the procedure was done according to the protocol. End of dictation. Thank you.